Samadhi. What is samadhi and bhakti? What is the relationship between yogic samadhi described in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras? Patanjali describes sampragyata samadhi and asampragyata samadhi. So what is the relationship between yogic samadhi and praying samadhi for a bhakti yogi? If we say that praying samadhi or bhakti is the highest state achievable by the jiva, would that not contradict Patanjali's Yoga Sutra? Answer: bhakti yoga samadhi is beyond Patanjali's sampragyata and asampragyata samadhi. Because the two samadhis described by Patanjali in Yoga Sutras are in the sattva gun, their material samadhis. Bhakti samadhi occurs by the antaranga shakti, the internal, intrinsic internal potency of Krishna. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto Bhagavatam, chapter 7, verse 4. Vyasadeva, in order to write the Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to write the Bhagavad Puran, Vyasadeva entered into a state of samadhi, bhakti samadhi, through bhakti yoga. He had a vision of the Supreme Purusha, along with his shaktis. There's a vast difference between bhakti samadhi and yoga samadhi. Patanjali samadhi cannot take you beyond the gunas of prakriti, beyond the three modes of nature. At most, in Patanjali samadhi, you can reach high level of sattva gun. That is why in Yoga Sutras, Patanjali himself also recommends Ishvara Pranidhan, one should worship Ishvara. He suggests that he doesn't order that. So bhakti samadhi is transcendental and yogic samadhi is material. Yogi samadhi is a product of sattva gun and bhakti samadhi is a product of antaranga shakti, sarva shakti of Krishna, bhakti shakti, ladini and samvit.